Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey guys, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rechna.
And this is Hall of Shame. What's cooking, good looking?
All right. So, do you know Ryan Lochte, the swimmer?
Of course I do.
Okay. Had a reality show called What Would Ryan Lochte Do? In it, we learned he's not the smartest guy
who
ever
greenlit
lived.
Greenlit that show.
I mean, only lasted a season.
Yeah.
But through that, we learned this guy's not the smartest one.
Sure.
Not the brightest bulb in the bunch.
Crayon in the box.
Sure. But super hot.
Okay.
But literally wore a grill on his teeth.
Hold on. We need to dive into this.
But also sexy swimmer bod.
You think that Ryan Lochte is super hot?
Girlfriend, look it up. This is what I ask you.
I know
would
what
you
he
fuck
looks
him?
Like. I don't think so. Also, very vulgar.
Well,
I'm not ready for
ruins
these kinds
my
of
question.
Questions.
I was going to ask you. What's the, for you, okay, assume you thought Ryan Lochte was hot.
Okay.
Where's the crossover for you? Like, where does, like, hotness end because intellectual connection is so absent?
Literally at the beginning.
You cannot.
He dyed his hair blue.
You could never.
He looks a little gremlin-y. Can I just show you this quick photo of him? Just this quick one.
You know where it says a podcast, so no one else can see this.
No, but they can see, they can hear your reaction. Yeah. Now
but,
you're wavering.
Okay, even when you're showing me that, like, look at, there's like a totally hot picture of his body.
Okay, well, sounds like somebody's shallow here.
And no, it's not, and listen, it's, not me. It's just a question to ask.
I feel like
I'm
this
asking
is,
you.
This is your kind of guy?
No. Not even close. I just, it made me think of, I think a lot of people do think he's hot.
Sure,
it made me
okay,
think
I can
of,
agree on that.
Like,
I don't,
if you had a hot
type.
Dummy in your life.
Sure.
Where's the, like, would you kind of be like, I'll sleep with him, but no breakfast? Do you get what I'm saying? I'll date him for a week because he's
like
so hot.
I'm more attracted to somebody's personality than I am their face because I'm deep and I have values.
It's like, hi, dumb model.
Like okay. Feeding him carrots. I don't
All
know
right.
Why carrots.
Well, he's the subject of my story.
Great.
Let's get to it.
Can't wait.
All right. 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Oh, I cannot wait to relive this story.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the fourth ever Olympics held in a developing country and the first ever held in South America.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just to get a lay of the land, the Zika virus is
It was
a concern.
Shit show.
It
I remember
shit
that.
Show,
yeah.
Yeah. Though it should be noted, no one was infected during or after the games as a result of being there. But in advance of the games, people, especially women, because there were a lot of like pregnancy scares, were like, wondering if they should compete or not.
I remember there were some women on the U.S. women's national team, like Hope, the goalkeeper. She's quite famous. She didn't want to go because she was planning on being pregnant.
Yes.
So she's like, I'm out. I'm not participating in the Olympics.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was like, that's sort of in the air. There's also, as ever, a Russian doping scandal.
Every single year with these
it's
guys.
Like, calm
Can't
down?
They take an Olympics off?
It's
just
also
take
just
one
like,
off.
Care less about the Olympics, maybe. What's up? And then there were legitimate concerns over the city's high crime rates and the safety of, like, the athletes and the other attendees. So that's just, like, in the air, relevant to the story later.
I will say, I was working in soccer when the World Cup was in Brazil.
Okay, well, that sounds like a brag, but okay.
I didn't get to go.
Okay.
And a bunch of people that went there were, like, mugged and had their wallets stolen and their passports stolen. And not to put, like, a full, you know, bat on Brazil.
No, but it was
but
in the
it was,
it was in the it was in the air.
Dicey.
For sure. So, also at those games, the U.S. crushed.
Mm-hmm.
We, like, topped the medal count, and in swimming
Whatever.
In particular,
okay.
we brought it.
Cool.
So, Ryan Lochte, our debatably hot dummy, and Michael Phelps went into this Olympics as sort of the face of men's swimming.
Totally.
And Michael Phelps delivered and won a bunch. And Ryan Lochte, he didn't have all the success he'd had in 2012, but he did win gold in the men's 4x200 freestyle relay.
Okay.
Point being, all this dude needed to do was enjoy his time in Brazil, swim a little,
yeah,
make money off his endorsements, and go home as a gold medalist to his girlfriend, who is now his wife and the mother of his two children, July 2015's Playboy Playmate of the Month, Kayla Ray Reed.
Wow.
So all he had to do was just be chill, and he, like, couldn't do it. So on August 14th, 2016, 2 days after the games ended, an Australian reporter, Ben Way, which is, like, just a weird name. That's not fair. My name is Regina Fruchtbaum. I know. Regina Fruchtbaum's telling someone about their name. Anyway, by chance, he ran into Ryan Lochte's mom on an Olympic shuttle bus. And she told him that Ryan told her that he and three of his teammates, Jimmy Feigen, Gunnar Bentz, and Jack Conger, had been robbed at gunpoint in Rio on their way home from a club in the early hours of the morning. So Ben's like, holy shit, like, given that everybody's so scared about crime, this is like a huge athlete.
Totally.
Like, I'm going to run this story. And Ryan's mom also confirmed that story to USA Today.
Ugh, mom.
So then Ryan goes on Today and tells the story to Billy Bush, which, like, that dude Billy Bush back then got all the scoop, am I right?
Totally.
So in this, Lochte says the group was pulled over while in a taxi by men posing as the police. And then, quote, the guy pulled out his gun, he cocked it, put it to my forehead, and he said, get down. And I put my hands up. He took our money. He took my wallet. He left my cell phone. He left my credentials. Like, super fucking specific, right?
This so
guy.
Much.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, mm-hmm. initially denied the incident even took place. And I feel like it's because they have their own shady fucking,
what?
Like, we got to make sure everything's cool, like, seems cool. But then once this statement by Lochte was picked up by, like, all major news
outlets,
they were
forced to be like,
they were kind of, yeah.
Yeah, shit's going down.
Exactly. So after seeing all the media reports, the Brazilian civil police officers, who are, like, sort of, like, feeling defensive about all this crime stuff, began investigating.
Mm-hmm.
And they interview Lochte and another swimmer, and all of a sudden, like, the story starts to get more fuzzy. Where, like, they're like, we were too drunk, and we can't remember the color of the taxi or the type or where or when the robbery happened.
I've been there.
The end of the story is just me, you being like, I am Ryan Lochte. So the Brazilians are a little suspicious because they're like, well, you seem to remember a lot of details when your ass was talking to Billy Bush.
Yeah.
So where are all those details now? And they're also like, yeah, we have a crime issue in our city, in Rio, but we're not going to take the rap for a crime that didn't actually get committed.
Totally.
Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
What's up? So mm-hmm. they keep looking into it. But Ryan, like, keeps on going. He has a call with Matt Lauer, and on that, he gives, like, contradicting details to the story that
he's
he told previously.
He's doing more media at this
guy,
point?
This
like, he's
guy.
Supposed to be competing. He's not done yet, right?
No, the
like
Olympics are done.
Olympics.
No,
oh,
no.
Okay, okay, okay.
There's no reason for a gun to be pulled out for us for doing nothing.
But Gunnar, in his statement to police, did say that you got into a heated argument and discussion with that security guard.
I was upset. There was no reason for us to be sitting down with a gun pointed to us for nothing that we did.
The first version of the story you told Ryan was much more about the mean streets of Rio.
Yeah.
And the version we're hearing now is much more about a negotiated settlement mm-hmm. to cover up some dumb behavior.
He's still an idiot.
Yeah. He's contradicting himself with Matt Lauer. And he's now saying, like, it was actually, we were robbed at a gas station, and the gun was pointed at me, but it wasn't.
It was
cocked
like a water
at my forehead.
Gun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like it was a volleyball. Big water gun fight.
He also says, like, they didn't report the incident to the Olympic Committee because they were afraid they'd get in trouble. So he's, like, sort of backtracking a little. And now, like, we're all getting suspicious. We're like, what's up? So after the Lauer interview, the Brazilian police announced they found CCTV footage from the club that Ryan and his friends had left, that they initially said they had left, and that's when they got
mm-hmm.
robbed, that show the swimmers leaving at 5:50 a.m. and returning again to said club at 7 a.m., which I'm also just like, okay,
wow.
Guys, impressive. But this contradicted their earlier story that they left the club at 4 and then arrived back at Olympic Village 30 or 40 minutes later. So, like, everything's starting to unravel.
Wow.
So this discovery led to the police in Olympic Village being like, okay, we got to get to the bottom of this. We're going to seize all four swimmers' passports. But Lochte was already back in the States, that lucky fucker.
Mm-hmm.
But Feigen was still in the country, so they're going to track his ass down.
Yeah.
And then they literally pulled Conger and Bentz off the planes they were sitting in as they were about to depart so they could question them.
You know what's crazy is, why are they still there? Like, you've just spent so much time in Brazil.
And the Olympics are done.
Yeah.
I don't know. Confusing. So further investigations revealed gas station footage that showed not only were the swimmers not the, like, victims, but they were peeing outside, vandalizing the facility, and fighting with a security guard.
Ugh.
The gas station owner told the O Globo newspaper that the swimmers had urinated on a side wall, and he even had an image of one of their butts, which is just a funny detail. But he said, like, the gas station staff literally showed them the bathroom, and they still were like, nah, we're going to fucking pee on the wall
instead. What is their deal?
Dicks.
Can I just say one thing?
What?
Americans.
Yeah. Oh. Girl, I know. I mean, it's...
Holy moly.
It's like we deserve the rap.
It's almost like that, yeah. Huh.
You know what? I'm going to find a scandal about Canadians.
I'm trying to get my green card right now. I'm trying to be one of you guys, okay?
Yeah. All right. There's a lot more to this story coming. But first, we got to take a break.
Hall of Shame is brought to you by Policy Genius. There are things we each look back on and think, how did I get it so wrong? I often do this, actually.
Yeah, a lot.
Yes. We're always going to get things wrong. That is just life. But there are also things we can get right on the first try, like shopping for home insurance. That's where Policy Genius comes in, Rechna. First, head to policygenius.com and answer a few quick questions about yourself and your property. Then Policy Genius will compare your policy against options from top insurers to make sure you are getting the right home insurance coverage at the best possible price. They've saved their customers an average of $690 per year doing just that. What's something that you could spend?
I love this kind of stuff because this stuff is complicated and, like, this helps simplify it. So we're not doing all
the work. And they're saving you $690. What's something that you could spend $690 on?
I mean,
it's a very particular,
like, 5 pairs of amazing
there
sneakers.
There you go. You can spend that money on sneakers like Gretchen and I would do. If Policy Genius finds you a better rate than what you are currently paying, they will do all the work to get you switched. So even if you look back on your triple denim days in distress, you will never be distressed about home insurance with Policy Genius. In just a few minutes, you can find your best price and apply at policygenius.com. We all get things wrong from time to time. At least we can get home insurance right with Policy Genius.
Hall of Shame is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you stuck at home?
Yes.
Feeling isolated?
Yes.
Maybe worried about the state of things?
Yes.
Sure. Well, BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can help. I love this so much.
Yeah, me too.
You can talk to a licensed online therapist and find relief. BetterHelp therapists specialize in issues such as depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, insomnia, family conflicts, and more.
I feel like this is the perfect time to start seeing a therapist if you've never done it. I've been in therapy for so long. It helps me so much. And right now I feel we're all feeling a little confined and stir crazy. And I think that this is absolutely awesome.
This is an incredible thing to be offering. You'll connect with your counselor in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is confidential. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love in less than 24 hours. That's amazing.
It's really cool. This is awesome.
Easily schedule secure video or phone sessions with your therapist, plus exchange unlimited messages. I need to talk to my therapist about unlimited messages.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Why can't they be this available?
If for any reason you're unhappy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge. I mean, honestly, that's so cool because it can be hard to find the right fit sometimes. It takes a few sometimes.
It really can. And also, I feel like I love that this is all online. I mean, we all have to kind of do this online right now. But when I first started going to a therapist, I mean, you're getting in your car, you're driving to a new place, you're spilling the beans about your entire life. Like, this feels so easy and quick, and you can get to the right person way faster.
Like, quarantine or not, maybe this is a way to get more people to check it out because it's like a little bit easier commitment from you know, your bedroom or your living room or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can get professional help when you want it, wherever you are. BetterHelp is a truly affordable option, and our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code SHAME, S-H-A-M-E.
But there is no shame. No shame. That's just the discount
exactly,
code.
Because that's our podcast. So why not get started today? Go to BetterHelp.com/shame. That's BetterHelp.com/shame. Talk to a therapist online and get help.
Hall of Shame is brought to you by Philo. You know, Reshna, I've been watching a ton of TV lately because I have nothing
oh,
else
really?
To do. But you know what's been really
sure.
nice?
I feel like that's a common thread.
Yes. I've been watching a lot of Nickelodeon because all I want is like cartoons and something that like makes me feel somewhat normal. And I'm 28 years old. Is this a problem?
I mean, I get that for me, like that's the last place I'm escaping because I have children, but I'm glad to have cartoons for them.
Oh, yes, exactly. So do you love TV but hate the size of your cable bill? I know I do. Philo is
sure.
your solution. Philo is more than 50 channels of TV live and on demand for just $20 a month. They've got MTV,
oh, damn.
VH1,
that's amazing.
HGTV, the Hallmark
yes.
Channel, SpongeBob SquarePants on Nickelodeon, anything that you need. Save hundreds a month on TV. It is the most affordable way to watch at a time when everyone could use some entertainment in their life.
That's right.
Philo was created by a bunch of passionate TV fans that wanted to make a better way to watch. No contracts, cord-free, commitment-free, hassle-free, and unparalleled customer service.
Right place, right time, Philo.
I know, right? Philo also, I really like this, has an unlimited DVR. Okay, save all of your favorite shows
yes.
you can watch on your own schedule. I am an on-the-go type of girl when we get back to normalcy here, so I use that DVR like no one's business. Philo
Love
allows
that.
For multiple profiles and multiple streams. Everyone in the house can have their own saved shows and up to 3 simultaneous streams. Never fight over who gets to pick what to watch. Does that happen in your household, Reshna? Are the kids always wanting to watch TV and you
oh,
want to watch?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're 11 and almost 4, so like nothing crosses over. And then I have my own. And then I'm like the biggest baby. Who's like, guys, no, we're watching Property Brothers.
We are watching HGTV. You're going to sit there and enjoy it. It is easy to use, super easy to sign up, guys. Watch from your iPhone, laptop, tablet, or TV with Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, Android TV. They have a lot of options. Now,
so it works with everything.
It works with everything,
easy, easy.
Yes. Now more than ever, Philo believes that great TV shouldn't cost an arm and a leg, which it shouldn't, should be accessible to everyone, and saving money shouldn't
That's
right. mean giving up the shows and channels that you love. Thank you, Philo. Philo is
yes.
TV for everyone. Sign up today at philo.tv/shame and you'll get 25% off your first 2 months. That's philo.tv/shame.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, we're back. So, like, at this point, we know these guys fucked up.
Yeah.
But still, there's conflicting reports in the media about what actually happened. NBC says one thing, the AP says something, Reuters says something else about whether or not a gun had been involved or whether the swimmers had been forced to pay damages in cash.
Right. It's all getting a little jumbled.
Yeah. Like, it feels like they're all, like, hunting for, like, information that will make these swimmers seem, like, more sympathetic, even
though
they're dicks.
They probably want to find some redeeming qualities
yeah.
so that America doesn't look dumb. Because they do in this moment.
Yeah. So just to hit the point, mm-hmm. this story's bonkers, and it's kind of fun. But on the other side of it, it's, like, super demeaning for this famous American male white athlete to literally piss
yeah.
on the gas station and sort of figuratively piss all over this city and this country
yeah.
in a way. And it's just like, it's so ugly. And it also, like, it actually impacted Brazil. Like, I think they were already feeling so defensive as a nation and like, feeling like, we're already fielding all this shit. And mm-hmm. then you just made some shit up. And it, like, impacted, like, the world's view of us. And so that's,
like, Americans are like, oh, well, I'm not going there.
Yeah, it, like, had...
They attacked our hero, Ryan Lochte. He was just trying to go to the bathroom.
What would Ryan Lochte do?
And they literally just showed him where the bathroom is, too, which
is so disrespectful. It's just one of those things that, like, you can't imagine happening in reverse because it comes in the privilege of being, like, white and male and American.
Mm-hmm. And I have so many questions right now.
Well, it's not really clear why they did it. So, like, I'm like, were they afraid that the drunken incident at the gas station would come out and they were trying to get ahead of it? I mean,
So you tell your mom this made-up story?
So I have an answer to that, or my speculation that. Because I can't imagine Lochte had the foresight, but, like, maybe one of his teammates was smarter than him. But I'm also like, did they get home super late from a night of drinking? And Ryan Lochte's mom is, like, really mad. And they made up this whole story because they don't want to get in trouble with her. And then it blew up on them because she blabbed it to the reporter. And then they're like, oh, shit.
Absolutely.
It's bonkers.
Insane.
Because it doesn't make sense why they even lied in the first place.
I wonder if Mrs. Lochte felt at all that this was all her fault. Because if she just didn't go blabbing around on the bus,
I know,
this maybe would have stayed under wraps. Wild. Because also I feel like, oh, I obviously don't know these gas station people or, like, the owners, but would they have come out to the media to be like...
I mean, clearly it hadn't come out. It was, like, a couple days later. Yeah. But either way, was it embarrassing? Mm-hmm. For sure. But ultimately, like, these guys didn't suffer that many consequences.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. Because I feel like Ryan Lochte, in my eyes afterwards, I was like, this guy's a dingbat. Like, he's a loser. Not that I didn't feel like that before then, but I didn't know how dumb he was.
But I don't think but I don't think that's a real consequence to what they did.
I'm sure he's missed out on opportunities.
Most people were still like, let it go. They're just some talented dudes not being their best selves on a crazy night. This is the actual consequences. Feigen was the only one who had to pay damages of, like, $10,000. The U.S. Olympic Committee apologized on behalf of the team, and Lochte confessed to lying. He was suspended for 10 months and, like, dropped by his four major sponsors. So there were some consequences. Soon thereafter, one of them already picked him back up. He was given 20 hours of community service. But sure, Rachel thinking he's a dingbat is a consequence. But
a big, excuse me.
I know.
A big one.
But I always come back to the question of, did the consequences match the crime? So it's interesting in this case, right? Because no one really got hurt, maybe outside the reputation of Rio, which is worth talking about, and mm-hmm. we'll get to that in a minute. But also just feels like a bigger picture question about people with platforms, like famous athletes, very publicly making shit up. Like, how do we combat that? How do we hold them accountable?
I feel like people that are in Ryan Lochte's position and are, like, super famous, they all of a sudden become, they think that they can just do whatever the hell they want. And
sure.
It is not true. If I am an Olympic athlete, which, pretty close, if I'm going to somebody else's country, you're representing your country. And you need to respect the people that are having you as their guest.
I agree. But I think there's so much white male and specifically American privilege baked into this
story.
This
is a white male energy over it.
It's like, especially in this context, right? Because Brazil is this developing nation of mostly people of color, mm-hmm. right? So there's already this narrative about hosting the Olympics in a developing country. Mm-hmm. People question it a lot more. They're taking, like, millions and millions of dollars of resources from their people and essentially putting it into these venues, which after the Olympics end will just sit there. Mm-hmm. There's also the narratives just around, like, can they manage it? Can they handle it? So, like, we're already, like, living in a backdrop of, like, you know, as opposed to when this shit is hosted in, like, L.A. or whatever, people are already, like, looking to, like, criticize it. And
absolutely.
But, like, you can't really imagine the reverse even happening. And if it did, that shit would be
beyond,
right? But there is something.
They'd be kicked out of the country, not stopped on a plane to stay.
Exactly. And it's so problematic. And it's, like, so troubling. So it's, like, on one hand, they were drunk and it was embarrassing. But in some ways, like, the consequences don't, it feels like there should have been worse consequences. It feels like it should have been like, dude, like, you don't get to swim again.
1000%. Because you. I would not want him a part of my team. Like,
yeah.
Sure, you're jacked and you're a great swimmer, but you're not Michael Phelps. And, okay. I'm not
but even
willing
if,
to.
Here's the question. Even if it is Michael Phelps, at some point.
It's so crappy.
I just think at some point, like, what is the bar we're holding these people to? Like, I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how many medals you won.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit like, you're representing this country, and if I'm letting you go back and represent after
totally.
You did this, I'm like sort of, I'm like implicitly saying like, it's okay for Americans to act this way.
Team USA swimming sector.
Sure.
Are you guys not embarrassed? Like, there's so much pride that comes.
I love how you in and out go from you guys to us, depending.
Well, do you mind me?
Here's another component to add to this. Like, let's add race in. Mm. So in the very, like, if these guys were black but American.
Yeah. Oh.
How would it have been viewed?
A million times differently.
In the very same Olympics, Gabby Douglas, a black gymnast, mm-hmm. who was
love
awesome,
Gabby.
Was raked through the coals
I
because
remember that.
She didn't put her hand on her heart during the national anthem. And people
that.
Were like, you're unpatriotic and you're disrespectful.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, when people were talking about these dudes like drunkenly vandalizing a gas station, fighting with the security officer, lying to news sources, and then filing a false police report, people were like, you know what? They're just a bunch of talented kids who made a mistake.
Bud Light's like, you guys want a sponsorship?
It's like white male privilege in a nutshell.
Can I ask you one thing? What do you think would have been the situation if Ryan Lochte didn't go to the media and like talk about all this stuff?
I mean,
like if it was just came out that these guys got super wasted and peed on the side of a gas station.
Yeah,
I do not think it would have been as bad.
No, I mean, and I think the lying of it and the craziness
just made
of
it
like
weird
doing something awful and then not only just being like, shit, I fucked up and saying I'm sorry, but then like creating a story where you act like it was the other people who were awful is so next level shitty. And like full of like entitlement and nonsense. It's like crazy.
I'm trying. Like, what would you do in this situation? Like, you've told your mom this lie, right? Because you're like, oh shit, I don't want my mom to get mad at me.
Yeah.
She then goes and blabs her mouth to all of these media people on this shuttle bus.
Right. This is what I'll say.
Then what?
Like, this is what I'll say. This is Rechna working
mom.
On herself as a human.
Okay.
A thing that I would do to make the world a better place mm-hmm. is to take shame out of saying, I fucked up, I made a mistake,
sure.
I'm sorry, I'll be better.
Yeah.
And I actually think that's what I hope I would do.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what's wrong with this world. You're like, well, what was I going to do? Because I was already caught in my lie. It's like, I don't know. Maybe just like own it.
Maybe
and be able
Ryan
to say,
Lochte.
Like, I fucked up and I'm sorry. And like, and I'm going to try and be a better person moving on. I'm going to learn something from this. Like maybe.
Yeah.
Like, we're so caught up in, like, the narrative never having a flaw in it that, like, instead we, like, erase flaw. It's crazy.
Maybe Ryan is just the biggest mama's boy, which I can totally see. And he's like, I would rather lie to America than let my mom know that I fibbed to her.
And isn't that white male privilege in a nutshell?
No, it's just, like, a dumb person.
I don't know, girl. Most people would never do that. Like, you have to know how much you're not going to have to face consequences to feel like you would do that. And people who feel like they'll face consequences won't do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot of garbage about Ryan Lochte.
We have. Maybe not you so much.
Yeah. A problematic dummy. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about what he's up to now. Because he is, I think, trying to turn it around.
Okay.
And be a good dummy.
What's he up to?
Okay. He got married to actually the woman he was dating when the controversy happened.
Aww.
They have a 2.5-year-old toddler and an 8-month-old baby.
Wow, they've been through a lot together.
Yeah.
Good
so like,
for them.
You know, sticking together through the good and the bad. He said, quote, I'm eating healthier. I'm not doing crazy stuff that I used to do, skateboarding, surfing. He's like, now I take my kids to the park. That's what's fun to me. Obviously, I don't know this guy personally, but I think it's safe to say he's been humbled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he went from living this lavish, insane lifestyle to, like, making a lot less.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still probably more than the average person, but I think he's trying to make better choices. You know, he's been taken down several pegs.
Yeah, you know, and it's a bummer that the Tokyo Olympics were canceled this year. I mean, it kind of like breaks my heart, but he won't have that opportunity to redeem his character on the world stage for a while.
Yeah. And it's sort of this thing where it makes me laugh about him. laugh is unfair, but it's interesting because, like, in so many ways, if it wasn't for the fact that he competed in the era of Michael Phelps, he would have been the most decorated American swimmer.
He would be
all time.
Our Michael
and instead,
Phelps.
And instead, we're like, this guy.
But you know what? I think that we can chalk
it
up
to Ryan Lochte would be our Michael Phelps if there was no Michael Phelps.
Yeah. I think that he grew up.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's it. He like, just finally grew up.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yay, Ryan Lochte, for trying to turn it around. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to root for people to do that. I will say, I mean, I know I researched and, like, wrote this out to talk to you about, but now that I've, like, told it to you, I feel like his hotness has gone down a little
bit. I was rooting for this relationship.
I know. Listen, first of all, he's happily married, I'm so happy for him.
Okay.
But I think, yeah.
Is there anything that we can do to bring it back?
He's not my kind of guy. I have not been single for so long that I'm just learning what is and what isn't my type for the first time in 20 years,
right.
Rachel. So this is another journey we can be on.
Okay.
Together.
All right. Swimmers who
made bad choices in Brazil.
The side of a gas station and then make a triumphant return to normalcy. Not your type.
Not my type.
Okay.
Okay.
That was a ride.
Yeah.
I obviously knew of that story, but thank you for filling in all the details. That was great.
Yeah. We'll be back next week with more details of something else.
Yeah.
Hall of Shame is a product of Crooked Media. This show is produced by Caroline Rustin and Allison Falzetta.
Our executive producers are Sarah Geismer and Stephen Hoffman. Engineering and sound design by Charlotte Landis.
Thank you to our video and digital team, Matt DeGroot and Elijah Cohn, and to Sydney Rapp and Brian Semmel for production support every week.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch Bonnie plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.